We're joined now by Gary Brattain. He's a building consultant in Brea, California. His son, Joel, died in a 2004 bomb blast while serving in Iraq. And we have spoken with Gary Brattain several times over the last few years. Gary, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Will you be watching the Petraeus Crocker testimony today?
I don't know if I'll actually fit that in, but I have actually been up very early this morning and listened to about 2 hours of the probable reviews of the report and different viewpoints and stuff as I was actually out looking at buildings and meeting contractors and stuff early this morning.
So it is important to you, this testimony. Tell us what you're looking for.
Well, I'm probably just wondering if it will tell us what most of us think we already know if we're watching the news on a daily basis. And then in my case, I've been keeping up with other soldiers that served with Joel and their families and what's going on over in Iraq.
And what are they telling you about the surge, about what's going on there?
Well, quite honestly, they're still undermanned, underarmed, ill-equipped. Everything seems to be coming after the fact, like the new Humvees are coming that possibly could have saved my son, but would have definitely saved a lot of other men and women. So what I'm hearing is that the soldiers are worn out. We've thrown all our eggs in one basket, and they're good soldiers, and they're doing their job, and they're doing what they're supposed to do for the country. But quite frankly, they're paying a price for the original political decisions. And I think lastly, what I'm hearing is they're soldiers, not policemen. And, you know, we're over there trying to train a people in a country that don't trust each other, don't trust us. I'm so proud of our soldiers, and I'm so proud of what everybody's doing. When I talk to them, they're proud of themselves, but they're becoming, it appears to me, resistant to maybe the hopelessness that they're overdoing their job, but they're kind of alone.
Mm-hmm. Are they talking about winning anymore, or are they just talking about surviving?
If we took the shackles off, they'd win. Excuse my French, but we'd kick ass and take names. And that's just not how they're being allowed to function. You know, you've trained soldiers to go in and win a battle, and they've even been trained to go in and fight an invisible force. But at a certain point, they don't want them breaking down doors or, you know, going in, and we're giving up our belief systems to political causes. I believe General Petraeus has done, and actually has done, a great job given the rules of engagement.
Do you think he should be given more time? Do you think that the surge should continue?
I don't think anything's going to get solved unless he has more time. Unfortunately, is it our time to give? This all goes back to the politics. He can fight a military battle, but the problem may not be just pure military problem.
Gary Brattain, his son Joel, died in Iraq more than 3 years ago. Gary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.